You know, if you're watching that event in Baltimore unfold yesterday as the Key Bridge collapsed in seconds, you think about that and apply that to the world and think how fast things can change. And all of a sudden, you're looking at something completely different. The whole landscape of the world has changed. It can happen that fast. And that was kind of an example of how those things can happen. And with that in mind, I want to bring in my next guest, because a suddenly changed world can put you at risk. Peter Galluli is the CEO of The Wellness Company. Peter, good to have you back.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
And my point here is you have to be prepared for whatever happens. And if you're not prepared and something, you know, simple as a bridge, whoever would have thought a bridge would collapse within seconds? Who would think that the electrical grid would go down and you didn't have access to your pharmacy? Who would think that these things would happen? And so I looked at that yesterday, and I did think about The Wellness Company and some of the other people that I work with, thinking, gosh, I hope other people are as prepared as we try to be. I mean, what did you think when you saw that? It must impact you as well.
Yeah, it was quite shocking, Steve. And was it a coincidence that it was less than a week after that major terrorist attack in Russia? I don't know. But we've been seeing a lot lately on the news about these black swan events, with General Flynn and Ron Paul talking about them very publicly, referring to these events that we think as extremely improbable. 2008 financial crisis, COVID, things that we never thought we would see, or these once-in-a-lifetime events that seem to be happening every couple of years. So in my mind right now, I'm not trying to rule anything out, especially in an election year, which we know funny things tend to happen. And I think we all just need to be prepared to keep our head on a swivel.
Yeah, I agree with that. Desperate people do desperate things, and certainly in election years, that's for sure. Yeah, black swan is a term that's been pushed around. And there's other things going on, though. I mean, and we've talked about this some, but you look around and all these pharmacies, hundreds of them are closing around the country. And at The Wellness Company, you guys try to keep people prepared for whatever comes up. And the reason could be, it could be a black swan event where suddenly maybe you lose the electrical grid. And maybe it's man-made, or maybe it's a natural disaster, hurricane, earthquake, whatever it might be. But then you couple that with pharmacies that are closing, the inability to access the pharmaceuticals, the prescription drugs you need on a daily basis, let alone things you might need for an emergency, are suddenly out of reach. We learned that back in March of 2020, when the whole world began to shut down very quickly. We need to be prepared, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely, Steve. And almost 50% of Americans today live in what's referred to as a pharmacy desert, meaning they live 10 miles or more away from the nearest pharmacy. And keep in mind, mom-and-pop pharmacies in the United States, the Main Street pharmacies, are dead. Wall Street's, Walgreens, CVS, all these big chain pharmacies moved in, put these guys out of business, and then discovered that these small towns just weren't profitable enough for their bottom line, and then they closed up too. Couple that with what we saw a couple weeks ago with the solar flare that actually turned out to be a cyber attack that took down major pharmacies and military pharmacies across the United States for a week. How we're not still talking about that, Steve, and asking ourselves what we're going to do about to change next time around still blows my mind. But here we
well,
are.
Well, these cyber attacks,
it's
Peter.
It's a big problem.
Yeah, the cyber attack is a thing that, you know, somebody can sit there on the other side of the world. Maybe they're in North Korea. Maybe they're in China. Maybe, who knows? Maybe they're right here in the United States. And they can play with the computers and fidget around and shut down with a cyber attack entire access for banks, for cell phones, for pharmacies. We've seen it happen. And you wonder, are these people just testing to see how far they can get? They can test it here. Oh, that worked. So if we do that 10 times larger, then this will happen. I mean, people spend their entire day today, tomorrow, the day after that, trying to figure out how to cripple us through cyber attacks. And you're right, we should still be talking about it, Peter.
Yeah, the infrastructure in the United States is crumbling across the board. I mean, from bridges in Baltimore to pharmacies to the electric grid, you name it. And that's why, for me, it's very important that we all be prepared, because we don't know when the next attack could come that could affect your hometown. I mean, we like to think it can never happen to us until it does, and we all felt that way before COVID. But here we are today, Steve, and that's really why it's so important to be prepared with things like food and ammo and gold and water and medications.
Yeah, and medication. And that's where The Wellness Company created to put together medications that people can have. And by the way, I have some very good news on that front. The FDA has finally removed all of their warnings about ivermectin, one of the safest, most effective drugs in human history that was attacked mercilessly by the mainstream media, who apparently doesn't understand that it won a Nobel Prize in medicine because it was so effective. Ivermectin is apparently approved by the government again, and it's also available in the wellness company's emergency kit, along with a lot of other special medications that you can have on your shelf ready to go, because that's what you guys specialize in. First aid kits, emergency wellness kits, travel kits, all of this available at the wellness company, correct?
Yeah, that's right, Stephen. Isn't it ironic that almost 4 years to the day after the COVID lockdown declaration came out, the FDA lost that major lawsuit where the judge ruled that, no, the FDA cannot spread misinformation about medications, that really it's up to the choice of the doctor and the patient to decide what's best for any patient's individual situation. I'm sure a lot of the viewers will remember the famous Twitter post, which was actually the most liked Twitter post in the history of the FDA's Twitter account, that said, "You're not a horse, you're not a cow, stop it, y'all," and had the lady feeding the horse some paste or something. They went on after that, of course, to post, funny memes about Scooby-Doo and SpongeBob to try to, demonize and make fun of people who were trying to take ivermectin as a serious early intervention for COVID. But that's really what it turned out to be. And hundreds of studies have confirmed that since. And to your point, Steve, we really believe in emergency preparedness because the best way to treat disease when you get sick is to treat it early. It's not to wait until you need to go to the emergency room and be put on a ventilator. It's at the first sign of a sniffle or scratch in your throat, taking the medication you need to stay on your feet. And that's really what these medical emergency kits allow you to do.
And I did an ivermectin study of one. When I got COVID late 21, I took ivermectin, and within a few hours, I went from being very, very sick to being healthy again. If you want one of these kits or find out what's in them, go to twc.health/Gruber. twc.health/Gruber. By the way, you can get about 10% off on that kit today, and several different kits. Brand new kit, a first aid kit, a travel pack, all of this, a 20-page book to explain how to use all of it. twc.health/Gruber. Be prepared for a black swan event or just stubbing your toe, whatever it might be, and everything in between. Peter Galluli, always appreciate you being here, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
There you have it. twc.health/Gruber. Save 10%. I'll be back.
We can't see tomorrow, but we can hear it. And it sounds like peace of mind, knowing our lakes will be better protected by placing Line 5 in the Great Lakes Tunnel. And that we've added extra safety measures while we work to build it. Because we're committed to keeping the Great Lakes safe for generations to come. Tomorrow is on. Visit Enbridge.com/Line 5 for more information. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
As the weather gets colder, it's a good idea to layer up with scarves, hats, and mittens. Another layer of protection this season is to get your flu and COVID-19 vaccines. You can get both vaccines at the same time. Talk to your healthcare provider or learn more at michigan.gov/COVID-flu-RSV and layer up for some added peace of mind. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.